Sadly, the number of strokes occurring in men aged between 40 and 54 in Northern Ireland has more than doubled in the last 12 years. That's according to new research. I want to speak to Tom Richardson from the Stroke Association. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Tom, is this simply down? I'm good, Tom. Is this simply down to more people presenting themselves with what might have been called a wee turn in the past, and it is being ticked off as a stroke?
There may be some aspects to that, Frank, yes, indeed. But I think the bulk of this increase is a bit concerning for us in that we are seeing a lot of younger people now presenting with stroke. It's something that we have been watching over the last number of years ourselves. We see it in our services, which is very frightening, people of working age, and it's had huge impacts on them.
So why are more men in particular, people in general, having strokes?
Well, we can put it down to a number of factors, but certainly unhealthy lifestyles is certainly a huge factor in that. And within all the unhealthy lifestyles, we're going to talk about smoking and alcohol consumption, bad diet, and you know, a sedentary lifestyle with less exercise than really what we should be taking.
Yeah, I'm not too sure why Andrew Marr had his stroke. I don't know his medical history, but I've read enough in the papers to at least ask the question. He was a very active guy. He was doing a lot of gym work. You don't associate that sort of slim, trim athlete with having a stroke.
You do not. You're quite right. But it does happen. And certainly as Andrew Marr, as you can see, he's gone through that trauma of it as well. But fortunately, he's coming out the other end. But really, there's no doubt about it. It can happen to anyone at any time. And this is one of the reasons we want to actually put this information out there. We do want people to be more aware that it can happen to anyone at any time. It isn't just an elderly problem, although it does happen to an awful lot of elderly people. But where we're seeing this increase in the working age of stroke, and even younger than that, we have concerns, and we want to get the awareness out there that people really, please, have a look at your lifestyle and make the adjustments if you possibly can.
I do know the answer to this, by the way, but you're the expert, so there's no point having a dog and barking yourself. Let me ask the most simple, straightforward question, Tom, because I'm sure there are some people listening who aren't 100% sure. What exactly is a stroke?
Well, a stroke, there's two types of main stroke. One is where the blood is blocked from entering the brain by a clot, and that can happen for a number of reasons. And the other is where the blood flows too fast in, where you have like an aneurysm into the brain. So one is, and that is a hemorrhagic stroke. The clot is what they call an ischemic stroke. So you have those two main strokes. Now, the bigger issue around this is obviously TIA as well, the mini stroke, which people take as just a funny turn. And we are really pushing the envelope on this one because we want to make sure that people realise that this is the forerunner to potentially a major stroke.
So what is that funny turn? Describe what someone may have gone through.
Okay, well, what people could have gone through is the indicators of a stroke. If you think of the FAST technique, which is the simplest way for me to give you an example. So people may have one or other of the FAST symptoms, the facial, the slurred speech, or the arms not being able to be raised, or one arm. Those are mild indicators, but there are other sort of indicators of eye droop, face droop, and these can happen over a very, very short space of time.
Just on the lettering of the face, what do the letters stand for?
FAST is for face. If you look at someone's face and you see that part of the face has drooped at one side, A is for arms, and you would ask someone if they can raise both arms. If they can't, they possibly have, obviously, the one arm is less mobile. The S is for speech. People will slur their speech quite a bit if they've had a stroke. And T is for time to call 999.
Okay, so some people have had the, in inverted commas, funny turn. Might they have just had a ripple down their face, or they just can't lift my arms today? Is that a funny turn?
That is a funny turn. That could be a very much a funny turn. And as I say, Frank, these things can happen over seconds or minutes and disappear. And then you can have another one later on, and again it can disappear. But the danger is that this could coincide then with having a major stroke in a very short space of time over the next few weeks.
Now, we're going to be worrying a lot of people here because people will have had a ripple down their face or they weren't able to lift their arms. However, they've ignored it, everything's okay, they're back in business now and they haven't given it a second thought. Should they be getting their blood pressure checked?
They should. People should be getting their blood pressure checked. And their, you know, GPs will regularly do that with people coming into surgery these days. These are things that are commonplace nowadays. So I would say to people, please do get your blood pressure checked and get it checked, on an ongoing basis. Blood pressure, high blood pressure accounts for around 40% of strokes. It's huge, absolutely huge. And again, within the younger population, we would advise, please, lifestyle, look at the lifestyle choices you have and make sure you're aware that you could possibly have a stroke.
Is it unfair to say that it's linked to salt more than any other ingredient? Is that giving salt a very bad name?
Yes, I'm afraid it does. I think salt in our diet has got huge ramifications for stroke and other cardiovascular diseases as well. The high intake of salt is well known to have a huge effect on artery, plaque buildup. And really, we do need to reduce salt in our own intake, but also the food industry need to get better at this as well.
Mm. I suppose it's the same advice for avoiding so many different illnesses.
Correct.
Avoiding a stroke, but the stroke just sneaks up on you and envelops you so quickly. And it is, while thankfully it's not always fatal, it can be, but it's not always, most often it's not, but it is life-changing, isn't it?
It is very much life-changing for individuals who are unfortunate enough to have the stroke, but also to their families and carers. Life changes dramatically. And life changes from the point of view of being able to even afford where you were before you had your stroke. Because stroke really can impact on income. People do not or cannot work again. They have to be at home. Their heating increases. Transportation increases. Huge impacts on their income and outgoings.
And are you happy with the facilities in Northern Ireland? A lot has been made of the new facility at Craigavon. Are you in tandem with that?
We're in tandem where we want to make sure that our health service builds proper stroke services. We don't have proper stroke services across Northern Ireland. And I, for one, would like to see more restructuring, more investment in good services. Now, what I want to make sure is that the funding for that remains where it is and it's not shifted around for other things. We do need more hyper-acute units in Northern Ireland to deal with it. We do have excellent professionals in stroke, excellent healthcare professionals, and they need better resources to actually be able to tackle stroke in a better way.
Now, that message has clearly been aimed at Mr. Hamilton this morning.
Very much so. I'm hoping that our new minister will again look at this and make sure that he gives direction, that we keep the ball rolling and forward to make sure that stroke services remain a high priority in Northern Ireland. And I have to say that over the last few years we have had the stroke strategy. It hasn't delivered on everything. Funding was reduced in the latter stages of it. But we do need to reshape our services and we do need to make sure we have good access for everyone across Northern Ireland to those services.
We have to keep an eye on our cholesterol. A lot of people are saying as well on the text. Obviously, that's important for health in general. Finally, Dee asks a question. Can stress actually cause a stroke?
Stress can. It's again one of these things where, the buildup of stress in people, can trigger a lot of different things. And stroke is one of them, absolutely. You need to go to your GP, you need to talk to your GP, and he needs to make a proper assessment of your condition to make sure that you alleviate any of those pressures.
Right, good diet and moderate exercise, right. Or certainly, constant, regular exercise, you would be ordering that up straight away. Tom, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Not at all. Thank you, Frank.
That's Tom Richardson from the Stroke Association on a morning when we're hearing that the numbers of men in particular in Northern Ireland who are being diagnosed with a stroke aged between 40 and 54 has more than doubled in the last, just over the last decade.